With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are refusing to testify to Congress about Jeffrey Epstein, risking contempt of Congress charges. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The Clintons are slamming a Republican-controlled committee's attempts for them to testify as legally invalid. Oversight Committee Chair James Comer has questions for the Clintons.
Jeffrey Epstein visited the White House 17 times while Bill Clinton was president.
Comer was asked if President Trump should testify.
He answers questions every day.
Comer says he'll begin contempt of Congress proceedings next week against Bill and Hillary Clinton. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Pentagon is embracing Elon Musk's AI technology, correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing Elon Musk's artificial intelligence chatbot, Grok, will join Google's AI engine inside the Pentagon network.
Very soon, we will have the world's leading AI models on every unclassified and classified network throughout our department. Long overdue.
Hegseth making the announcement Monday at Musk's SpaceX company in Texas as part of a push to integrate as much military data as possible into the developing technology. I'm Julie Walker.
Activists say the death toll from nationwide protests in Iran has surpassed 2,000 people. This level of violence around protests hasn't been seen in Iran in decades. The U.S.-based Human Rights Activist News Agency, which has been accurate in previous unrest in recent years, gave the latest toll. It says most of the dead over more than 2 weeks of protests were protesters. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 398 points, the Nasdaq dropped 24, the S&P lower by 13. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers are giving President Trump good grades.
His one-year report card from pro-life groups includes kudos for taking away Medicare funding for abortion clinics and barring the Veterans Administration from paying for abortions. The president is also being cheered for launching an investigation into the safety of abortion pills and pardoning pro-life activists convicted for protesting outside clinics. On the downside, some pro-lifers are unhappy with Mr. Trump's support for in vitro fertilization. Michael Harrington reporting.
Syrian churches are opening their doors to refugees from fighting between the government and Kurdish forces around the city of Aleppo. St. Ephraim's Syrian Orthodox Church is hosting about 100 people who had fled the conflict. Parishioners have donated mattresses, blankets, and food. Pastor Adai Mars says as soon as the problem started and we heard the sounds of battle, we opened our church as a shelter. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump took the stage this afternoon in Detroit, where he promoted his approach to the nation's economy.
When you see energy coming down like I brought it down, when gasoline coming down, that brings everything else down. It's so much bigger than any other factor. When gasoline gets to be $1.99 a gallon, everything comes down. The donuts come down, the truck that delivers the donuts, the stove that makes the donuts, the whole thing, it all comes down, and it's coming down much faster than anybody can even believe.
Prices rose 0.3% last month, matching November's pace as gas and used car prices both declined. Core inflation increased 0.2%. Overall inflation is cooling, but steep grocery and rent prices keep pressure on household budgets for now. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow was off 398 points, the Nasdaq down 24, the S&P 500 lost 13. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.